When I stepped out into the backyard, there was this big, tough, mean-looking guy working on his motorcycle, trying to get it started. We were in Auckland, New Zealand, and he was what New Zealanders call a bikie, something equivalent to the Hell's Angels here in the States. I walked over to him and said, "What's wrong with your bike?" "I don't know," he said. "I think the people down at the garage ruined it. I took it in and get it tuned up, and now it won't even start." "Well, friend," I said, "I wish I could be of help to you, but I don't know anything about motorcycles." He could tell I was from America by my accent, and so he asked, "What are you doing here in New Zealand?" "Well, I'm with a Christian organization called the Navigators," I said, "and I'm down here talking to people about God and helping them grow in their knowledge of the Bible. For instance," I said, "do you know much about the Bible?" "No," he said, "I don't. You know, but I've always wondered what it's all about." "I'll mention that to the group who live in the house next door to yours, and maybe one of them can sit down with you sometime and help you get into a study of the Scriptures." "Man," he said, "I'd like that." When our group got together that night for Bible study, one of the Christian men who lived in the house asked what I was doing with that bikie who lived next door. I said we talked about his bike and also talked about his interest in the Bible. These guys almost dropped their teeth. "Him?" they asked. "He's interested in looking into the Bible?" "Yes," I replied, and I told him one of you would be contacting him to help him get started in his search to understand the message of the Bible. Now, friend, you may not have a member of the Hell's Angels living next door to you, but do you know what? The person who lives next door to you or up the street a ways may just have that same desire to know what the Bible says. Have you ever talked to them about it? Remember the Scripture, for you will be a witness unto all men of what you have seen and heard. Begin now to pray the prayer of the Apostle Paul that God will open a door for the Word. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.